Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Drop Kick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Heath Mulliken, and this is the South Carolina Wrestling Report for December 25th, 2017. I've got results from APW in Chester, EWF in Mooresboro, and we're going to take a look at this Friday's show in Kershaw, South Carolina, North Central High School, Palmetto Championship Wrestling. Let's just go ahead and jump right in. Friday night, went out to Chester, made the drive with some friends. Was really anticipating this card, have, you know, followed kind of what's been going on at Chester. You had, you know, a lot of, you know, title feuds that had been going on for several months, and Friday night was the big payoff, for a lot of South Carolina promotions or a lot of, you know, promotions around the country. You kind of build all year, and your December show is your WrestleMania. It is the big time, and that's what it was there in Chester. Packed house, more people than seats, 135 plus, and that's the Heath Mulliken count. I mean, I physically counted the crowd. So right between, and when I say 135 people, that's not counting people in the back. So 135 plus, but it was packed. The building was electric. I was sitting in front of a guy who I know goes to all the APW shows, and he said throughout the night it was the most electric crowd he had seen in the 2 years he had been going to APW. So just want to run down the results here. Opening match was a great start to the match. High profile, the Gymnasty Boys and John Schuyler and Brady Collins in a triple threat tag team match. This match had a little bit of everything. Just, you know, really good action. Gymnasty Boys got the win. And I assumed that this match was going to be for number one contenders to the tag team titles. And Gymnasty Boys got the win. And then following the match, they've been doing this thing where John Schuyler had kind of taken Brady Collins under his wing. And sure enough, just too many times that Brady Collins had kind of blown his opportunity, and John Schuyler let him have it. And John Schuyler did what John Schuyler does, and it sets up heading into 2018. A very intriguing feud where you got John Schuyler, this veteran of over 1,000 matches, Brady Collins, a young man in the business. Really, really excited to see kind of where they go with that. The second match, you saw former tag team partners Kid Riot take on Big Country. Big Country got the win with the package pile driver. Third match, and I said in last week's episode, a contrast of styles. Anthony Henry taking on Mr. Sleaze. Crowd reaction was a little bit off for this match, maybe. I didn't think, personally, it was a bad match. But Anthony Henry got the win with a submission. And it seems to me that heading into 2017... I get the feeling the way they introduced Anthony Henry as part of the Lethal Enforcers. I get the feeling just from looking on social media that maybe in 2017, Anthony Henry and James Drake may be really focusing on some tag team stuff. I don't know. I'm just, you know, looking into some stuff. Next, we had our first championship match of the night. Carolina's champion Billy Brash taking on Boris Baranov. Billy Brash wrestling in his Christmas gear. And I've said it before, this guy has just, over the last 12 months, just stepped up his game, looks in great shape, great promo. And he and Boris had a good match, and Billy Brash successfully defended the title. Next, you had the match that a lot of people were anticipating, a match that had been teased for months. And this is what's really cool about this feud. It's the Sons of Steel and the Ugly Ducklings. They had not had, to my knowledge, a two-on-two contest since the Sons of Steel won those APW tag team titles. They built the feud in other ways, and this was absolutely a phenomenal match. Just me personally, I'm not just saying this. I'm talking about the action in the ring. I'm talking about the response of the crowd. I'm talking about the emotional roller coaster that this match took me on. This was the best match I experienced live all year. Now, notice, I didn't say it was the best match I saw all year. It was the best match I experienced. It was just the buzz in the crowd. It was absolutely phenomenal. It got the pop of the night, the finish of this match, the pop of the night. That's just not me saying it. That's the promoter saying it. That's the longtime APW fans telling me that's the loudest they've ever heard the building. It was just phenomenal. And kudos to both of these teams for just saw some things in this match that I have never seen. And this match, along with all the other matches from APW, you can watch those matches in the show notes, courtesy of Wrestling with Redbeard. They were posted on his YouTube channel, so they'll be in our show notes. This is the one you got to go back and see. Absolutely incredible, incredible match. And then the main event of the evening, again, a feud that has been going on. Two guys that have been just talking trash and beating the crap out of each other for the last part of this year. TJ Boss and James Drake in a tables match. TJ Boss coming in as the APW heavyweight champion. I put it to you this way. Earlier in the year, just in our conversations, Mark Whitman and I, he just was saying, why aren't we booking James Drake and TJ Boss? And 100% agreed with him. And kudos to APW for taking this and running with it. A great program, a great series of matches. This match was hard hitting. So, I mean, let me be perfectly honest. You're following up the tag team match that was just such an emotional thing. And I give kudos to TJ Boss and James Drake because they came out and they did their thing. They didn't try to duplicate what the Sons of Steel and the Ugly Ducklings have done. They did their own thing, and it was hard hitting. It was brutal. It was intense. It had everything you would expect in not only that, man, championships on the line, pride's on the line. And in the end, TJ Ball successfully defended the APW title. And like I said, it was a very entertaining, very, very hard-hitting match. I meant to say, right after the tag team title match, the Ducklings, you know, celebrating as champions, they the Gymnasty Boys came out and challenged them for those titles. So as we head into 2018, APW has changed their January date. January 19th, PCW and APW Growth going to be running that Friday night. APW has graciously moved their show back a week. So APW in 2018 is going to start out January 26th, and then the very next week, February 2nd, and then it looks like every 2 weeks for the rest of this year. So you can go and check on DoubleDropKick.com, hit on the upcoming events tab at the top, and all those dates will be updated. We just added a three counts date, March 10th, Blue Ridge High School, and we've got all the shows from South Carolina and EWF, which is right across the border in North Carolina. We'll have all those dates for you. Speaking of EWF, they had their big Christmas show, and Saturday morning of the show, they have to call several audibles. They have to move buildings. Just a lot of things happen, and kudos to them for making it happen. Again, moved to a little bit bigger location. Brought in Ricky Morton, And this is a match. This is a show that I really wanted to go to because in October and November, I'd been able to go, had been able to see the build to this card, to this super show. And I really hated to miss it. So in the pre-show, you had the team of the Fallen Angels, Josh Ramsey and Chip Champion taking on the tag team of Chase Loveless and Austin Bullock. And Chase Loveless and Austin Bullock got the win. I think I mentioned Austin Bullock on an earlier episode, just an athletic and very talented young man. I expect you know, him to continue to work, get some experience, but I'm expecting big things from him in the future. In the opening match, you had TK Stark defeating Austin Jordan, who was making his debut for EWF, and that young man, Austin Jordan, a really good first year in the business. 12 months, very proud of him. I think he made some great strides. Second match, you had Asgard defeat Tracer X in a match that I have never seen. So I'm anxious for the DVD to come out on this one and check out that match. Third match, you had Boris Baranov with Deion Johnson taking on Mason Moore in a flag match. Of course, Deion Johnson gets involved, and Boris Baranov gets the win. However, following the match, WWE Hall of Famer Ricky Morton comes out and challenged Deion Johnson to a match later on in the night. Next, you had Boogie Richards defeating Kevin Phoenix of the END. And then right after that, you had Ricky Morton, who had just challenged Deion Johnson. He defeated Deion Johnson in what was a good match and really got the crowd into it. The final two matches were in the cage. So you had the EWF tag team titles on the line, Sons of Steel defending against Timmy Anton and Chris Hamrick. And Anton and Hamrick, after chasing for months and months and months, finally get the win, finally overcome the Sons of Steel and win those EWF tag team championships. In the main event, you had Cruiser Lewis defending the EWF heavyweight championship against former champion Big Country. And it was Cruiser Lewis getting the win in this match, not without some controversy involving referee Tyler Storm. And I am interested to see where this goes. Tyler Storm, over the last several shows, has clearly and blatantly taken payoffs from Cruiser Lewis's Cruiser's manager, Jerry Leonard. So Tyler Storm is he's making money, but he's not making any friends. And he was lucky, from reports, he was lucky to make it out of the building on Saturday night. So again, a great show. EWF will pick back up in 2018. As soon as we have their dates, we'll make sure to let you know about it here on the South Carolina Wrestling Report. Most EWF shows, you can pick up the DVD and check them out at soscustomtees.com. I'd encourage you to go back, get the show where Kevin Sullivan and Shane Douglas involved in a six-man match. That hopefully that DVD should have some commentary from a voice you recognize. I was excited to do that. SOScustomTees.com. Now, this Friday night, December 29th, Kershaw, South Carolina. It is Palmetto Championship Wrestling. They got a big show coming up. I'm going to run down the card for you. First, you got Mason Miles taking on Tracer X. That was the first match announced by PCW. Then you got High Profile. They're going to be taking on the Ugly Ducklings with Coach Mikey. There will be a lot of flying in that match. You got Jacob Ryan challenging Kevin Ray for the PCW Soda City Championship. Again, a matchup of two young men who are trying to make their mark on the Carolinas wrestling scene. Then you got a very interesting contest. Two veterans, two guys who have invested a lot in PCW. It's Billy Brash and Ethan Case. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Billy Brash is the current number one contender to the heavyweight title. And Ethan Case, as you know, is the head trainer for the PCW Academy. So that's going to be an interesting match. James Drake, who is the former PCW heavyweight champion, taking on James Johnson, someone I am not very familiar with, but looking forward to seeing him wrestle for the first time this Friday night. And then championship match, PCW Heavyweight Championship, Big Country is going to be defending against Malachi Matthews. Again, Malachi Matthews is someone I have not seen wrestle before, so I am looking forward to seeing that match for the Heavyweight Championship. I mentioned last week on the show, Big Country had the opportunity to walk out of 2017 champion in two Carolinas organizations, came up short against Cruiser Lewis, but we'll see if he can walk out PCW Heavyweight Champion this Friday night. Again, that shows at North Central High School in Kershaw, South Carolina. Doors open at 7, bell time 8 p.m. The $20 front row tickets, if I'm not mistaken, are sold out. And so $10 gets you in the door. You can call 803-530-1969 to order your tickets. The plan right now is to go down to that show on Friday night. It's about a three-hour trip from where I live. Of course, if you're following the weather, we're supposed to get some snow here Thursday night. So just going to play it by ear. But right now the plan is to go down Friday night and check out PCW. They've had a really good year, and again, they're opening up 2018 at Vive Church on January the 19th. Again, that event and all other events here in South Carolina are right there on the upcoming events page at DoubleDropKick.com. Next Monday on the show, we'll be talking about the results from PCW. And then just some thoughts as we head into 2018. What are some things that I'd personally like to see happen? What are some matches I would like to see? You know, what's the trajectory of some of the Carolinas promotions, especially in South Carolina? I think a lot of good things have happened here in 2017, and I'm expecting big things in 2018. And I'm really excited just to be a part of this project. I'm really excited just to cover South Carolina pro wrestling and to be a voice and a proponent and a champion for it. And also just to have, you know, the goal is to be the one-stop place where fans can get their news. And once we start these shows, once wrestling shows start in 2018, we're going to have a leaderboard. We're going to keep up with wins and losses. We're going to see on paper who had the best year, who had the most wins, who had the most titles. Just another way to watch wrestling. You know, it is not my intent to knock anybody. I want this to be a very positive show, very positive experience. There are enough haters out there. There are enough haters out there. And so this is not where you're going to come and hear me just bash everybody. I want everybody to prosper, and I want everybody to have a great year. I'm looking forward, you know, hopefully some new talent rising up within the Carolinas, and then having some new talent come from outside of the Carolinas and showing us what they've got. Make sure you go to DoubleDropKick.com. It's where you can listen to all of our episodes. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and Google Play. Listen, a couple of things you can do for us. Subscribe to the show. Give us, especially on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and review. Right now, if you've got an iPhone or an iPad, you can do that from right within the podcast app. It literally takes you 2 seconds to give us a 5-star rating. That helps our algorithm and helps the show. Another way you can help the show, you can buy a t-shirt. SOScustomTees.com is the only place. I'm wearing my brand new Double Dropkick Show shirt right now. We've got the Mark Whitman quote shirt, "Life's too short to watch bad wrestling." You can also support the show on Patreon. We're getting ready to relaunch our Patreon. That's at patreon.com/doubledropkick. Or you can go to doubledropkick.com. There are links there. We are going to be announcing some brand new rewards for new patrons, but also for our patrons who've been so faithful and loyal to us. Some new things we're going to be offering there. I'm excited to see where 2018 takes the Double Drop Kick Show. This Friday, we're going to be dropping our episode where Mark Books, you know, there was a lot of talk about Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks wanting to book a 10,000-seat arena. Well, Mark Whitman has figured it out, and he knows the match that they need to book for not only one show in a 10,000-seat arena, but multiple shows in 10,000-seat arena. We also talk about a lot of different things, which is an understatement. It is a rambling conversation. We talk about Omega and Jericho. We talk a little bit about everything. And then the Friday after that, it's our last Jedi review. So you got plenty of time to go see the movie because there are spoilers galore. And we don't even give you a spoiler warning in the episode because we knew it would come out and you would have plenty of time to see the movie before you listen. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter at Heath Mulliken. Mark's at the DDK Show. We would love to hear from you. We would love just to hear, you know, what you think about the show, what you think about wrestling at the time. Like I said, we're getting ready next week, Wrestle Kingdom, which is going to be a huge show. You can join us on Facebook. We got great discussions going in our group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, which you can just search, or there's a link for it in the show notes to this episode. So, it's Christmas morning. Kids are still in bed. They got their presents last night. We're getting ready to cook this huge, huge breakfast. So, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, hope you're having a great day. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And thanks for listening to the South Carolina Wrestling Report. I'm Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you soon.